Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, and we are getting ready for kickoff on Sunday and also kickoff of the fall edition of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. We have some Raven scratch-offs to give away. We're going to be in Costas and Timonium on Wednesday of this week. Got some great guests set up for that. Next week, breakfast at State Fair in Catonsville in the middle of the World Series. We'll do some baseball talk in the heart of the Ville. Also, Coco's Pub on the 5th of November. Be back with Marcella. I'm looking forward to that. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary all year long. So stop by on Burger Night on Tuesday night as well. I'll be there on Wednesday the 5th, and then on Friday the 7th, we're going to be back at this guy's favorite place, Pizza John's in Essex, having big fat cheesesteaks and crinkle-cut French fries. And don't sleep on that chef's salad with the peppercorn ranch. And as my wife always says, you know, if we eat the pizza there, we can get a beer. She's always thinking. Luke Jones is always thinking as well. You and I got up early on Monday morning, and we were thinking that Lamar's just going to play. And I was probably 20 minutes into the segment you and I did. I'm like, what if he doesn't? What if this isn't? What if he can't? With the hammy and the, and I ask you where Roquan was and where everybody else is. I remember this from a couple years ago. I really do. I remember Chad Steele and the Ravens feeding. It was a reporter. It was a female. I'd have to go back on my Twitter feed that that Nazi boy took away from me a couple years ago, where I put up on Twitter that the Ravens are telling the inside media, their people, he's coming back, he's coming back, he's coming back. He never came back. And we began this long journey of, is he playing? Is he not? This is where, when I call Harbaugh dishonest, come on, man. You know, like, I mean, we go back to the history of this and whether he was going to play or not. And when he doesn't show up on the practice field on Monday, I don't know if it's international news, but the league is playing in Dublin and Madrid and everywhere else. But it's certainly Beltway news in Baltimore as I wear my Derrick Henry jersey because I'm trying to change the mojo.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not raising some concern, it raising uncertainty. It doesn't mean he's not going to play this week. A couple things, obviously, when you're talking about, given the history, look, this isn't going to turn into Lamar misses the rest of the year, right? I mean, it's not, if he would have torn the hamstring off the bone, there would have been a much different reaction and all of that, right? But it is a hamstring. It is something that can be finicky. It is something that can have a setback rate. I'm not saying Lamar Jackson did have a setback. I don't know anything along those lines.
By the way, nobody has said he's playing, is I guess is my point. Like a couple years ago, when I'm locked out and you're in and John's doing whatever zigzag he's doing in his press conferences, the fact that you later saw him walking on the field and he couldn't walk after the team was in games in November and December, having it wasn't Evan who was it was a reporter though, who said all signs are, you know, that Lamar will be. All signs were 2 weeks ago when Tom Brady is saying Cooper Rush can't play and this Tyler Huntley thing and whatever. I mean, they had 3 points and three turnovers in 60 minutes of football, right? So we know how bad it can be. There was just this rainbow over the hill that, like, it from the fan base's perspective, from you and I, the way we spoke about it even on Monday, it's he's going to play. I don't know. To your point,
We'll
it's a
see.
hamstring, and maybe we should have been a little bit more raised eyebrow all along. But I'm sitting here saying they're going to go 7-7, and I'm writing to John, and I'm wearing my Derrick Henry, and I'm still a true believer. Dude, if Lamar can't play two football games in the next 9 days, two football games in the next 9 days, I'm not a believer anymore. And to your point, I wouldn't be a believer unless I was a bleeding heart purple idiot anyway, because they're 1-5. And the odds are way stacked against them historically and in every other way, other than they have Lamar and they have kind of a lousy schedule coming up with winnable games if Lamar's playing.
Yeah, and I mean, so going back to what I said, there's a few factors at work here. One, maybe this is part of the plan in terms of you say, okay, we have a game Sunday. We also have a game next Thursday. We have a bonus day practicing. We typically aren't going to practice the day after a game on a Monday, but because we're coming back from the bye week, we have this opportunity to hit the field, and we're going to do that, but we're going to be careful with Lamar. Now, I would say in response to that, well, why, if that's the thought, then why is Roquan Smith out there today compared to waiting till Wednesday for him? And he was someone where it was reported he had a grade two hamstring strain, which cost him 2 games. So, it kind of pokes holes in it from that standpoint. The scenario you don't like, which is possible, is Lamar got on the field Monday morning with trainers or Sunday or sometime during rehab, rehabbing over the
Or
course of
got
the
out of
bye
bed
week.
wrong, literally.
And isn't necessarily this major setback or anything like that, but it was a little tight and said, I'm not quite ready yet. We're going to find out. We'll find out very quickly. As I said to you on Monday, we are now past the point where he can just show up on the practice field on Friday on a limited basis, and then he's going to play. He's going to have to log some real practice time this week because it's been 3+ weeks now since he hurt his hamstring in Kansas City.
Does that mean he's not throwing the football, right? I mean, like hamstring, pivot, move, relax, rest, stim, ice, whatever the hell they're warmth, whatever they're doing from a PT standpoint for a hamstring pull. And I guess I could get Doug Miller, I could get some Dr. Steve, I could get somebody around here, GBMC. I've got the whole army to tell me what happens with a hamstring.
Mean, I'm guessing he could probably do like he's not gonna wind up and throw it 60 yards,
I'm
but
just
I'm
saying
guessing
for timing and accuracy for what he has to do to go out
it's a
there and do it to
challenge,
be the best
sure.
in the world on Sunday, it is
Anytime you miss
tick
time.
tock when he's not out there Monday. And you and I are dedicating this segment to it in regard to he might be out there by the time they hear this segment or find this segment, but it's worrisome. I mean, and
Of course.
it is a point where the point spread reflects this. The betting reflects this. All of our confidence reflects this. And more than that, there was the feeling amongst broadcasters and what was being sold to the community as it's a hamstring, he'll be back. It's not as bad as Roquan. Maybe it was worse. And if it was, they would lie about it. They would cover it because that's who they are, as accused by me in my Dear John letter for competitive purposes. I guess it's not honest for gamblers. I promise you that. And I've never thought the whole thing was on the up and up with all that. So, which is why you need more media around, not less, Chad. But all that being said, 1-5 season in the balance, the pressure on him to play,
Sure.
right? I mean, it's combustible in the building at this point. If it's Friday and he can't play, and or if it's Wednesday, you go back out there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it's clear that ifs and buts and candies and nuts, and they're going to dress it up however they do, and you're going to have to speak Harbaugh-ese and interpret whether he's playing or not. But this is a revelation. I mean, were you shocked that he wasn't out there Monday? You're expecting to see him, right?
I mean, I was surprised. I can't say I'm shocked because I remember 2021 and I remember 2022. And let me be clear, I'm not even saying that in a way that is questioning his integrity or anyone's integrity, just from the standpoint of, in the very best light that you could portray what happened in 21 and what happened in 22, is he doesn't seem like he's the quickest healer. And let me be clear, I do want to recognize, and this doesn't apply to you, but it applies to a lot of football fans because my generation and younger has grown up with playing Madden football, right? And with Madden, if you play that game and you play a season, players get hurt, but it's a very cut and dried, oh, this guy's going to miss the next 3 weeks. And then he comes back and he's 100%, right? And maybe that's changed a little bit. I haven't played video games in years. But the point was, I think that created a mindset amongst fans and even media, I'll say, that you think about these injuries in terms of being cut and dried, understanding that it's the human body and some people quick healer are quicker healers than others. And depending on everything else you do, your rehab, your diet, your sleep schedule, all those different things that any athlete has to be mindful of in terms of healing, it can vary. We've seen some people with a hamstring, they come back and play, usually not the next week, but maybe the week after that. We've also seen individuals have more severe hamstrings. And obviously, there's grade one, grade two, grade three, right? I mean, there's all of that. So the point is, it's not a one size fits all anyway. But when we go back and look at 22 and we go back and look at 21, and for me, 21, that was a bone bruise. And I saw him practice in mid-December. And from all of the information I gathered at that point in time, Lamar wanted to give it a go and try it. And he could barely walk,
Dude, I will
right?
never ever question that kid's
Sure,
integrity about
sure.
trying to
So,
win.
right. So,
Ever.
and I'm not eating. But to be clear, what I'm spelling out here is not me doing that either. But the point is, there is gray area when you're talking about these injuries. And that's why I said to you at the time of the injury that I didn't expect to see him until after the bye week, because you looked at it through the lens of, if he's not going to play week five, is he really going to be ready week six? And as much as you don't want to lose those games, as much as you don't want to be 1-5, you don't want to be in a position where he has a setback and suddenly he's out 6 weeks and then your season is totally cooked. Unfortunately, now that mentality, that mindset, your margin for error is next to none, right? I mean, if you lose Sunday, whether Lamar's on the field or not, in my mind, it's over, because
By
you're
the way,
just
it's a tougher game than,
right. I mean, the Bears, look, the
and
Bears are
not that
not,
going to Miami on 3 days rest against them,
I
whatever
mean,
they are.
Miami's a disaster. I mean, there's no, even if Lamar doesn't play, there's no excuse to lose to the Dolphins. That's how bad and how much of a disaster and how dysfunctional they are. But that's still next week's game. When you look at this, and okay, I don't think the Bears are this juggernaut. I don't think they're a great 4-2 team. However, they are a 4-2 team, and they ran the ball very well this past week. They have a quarterback in Caleb Williams who flashes, but is still looking for consistency, which is most young quarterbacks in the league. And they have a team that is on a winning streak and feeling really good about themselves. And they're going to look at this game and say, whether Lamar Jackson plays or not, we have an opportunity to go into Baltimore and bury that team and get to 5-2 and then move on to our next opponent. But we know that they're kind of reeling. So you would expect you're going to get the Bears' best effort. And as much as you'd like to be optimistic about the Ravens, generally speaking, coming out of a bye week with extra rest and extra time to prepare, you do now look at the Lamar factor. And it's funny, you asked me if I was shocked if he didn't come when he didn't come out to the field on Monday. The quarterbacks typically, now this isn't an everyday thing, but typically they trot out coming from the garage door exit from the field house. So it's a little bit further away from the actual building, the actual facility. And I know a lot of people listening can't necessarily picture this, but if you've been out to training camp, you probably have an idea what I'm
I
talking
haven't been
about.
there lately.
But you saw Cooper Rush jog out and you saw Tyler Huntley jog out. And there are plenty of times where those guys come out first and then Lamar comes out 15
And
seconds
this is
later.
so different than the thousands of people out there who've been to camp in July where Lamar runs out in a red jersey and kids scream and
Yeah.
it's nothing, it's
But it's
birds
just,
chirping and it's a lawnmower in the distance, literally, right?
it is, but it's that same en
And
entrance
all
or
you
exit
hear
way.
are the players' hands and
Sure.
men's voices and like that. That's the sound, the echo out on
Yeah.
that field. I mean, dude,
Yeah,
I know you know this. You're in a unique position to be out there with eight other reporters wondering whether Lamar is going to show up. You're fully expecting him to run around the corner,
right.
right?
So as they came out, you keep looking, you're looking, you're looking. When I'm saying that, we're talking 5 or 10 seconds here. It's not really that long.
Okay, where is
But
he? Where is he?
then one of the staffers shuts the garage door. And I'm like, oh, I guess he's not practicing today.
That
So,
was your sign.
yeah, so I wasn't shocked, but I expected him to be out there. And if he's not out there Monday, the cynic would say, well, what's, is it really going to be that different 2 days
What is your
later?
level of concern? Like, I mean,
I mean,
what, how concerned
this
should
way.
fans be, bettors be? Let's get the numbers. That's
I
the most
mean,
important thing. But like, really, most important things are 1-5. And is he really going to play? Are they playing coy? Are they resting him up? I don't know. I mean, if they were more transparent, I guess fine. But they're never more transparent, so they
yeah.
put us in this position to
I
call
don't.
them liars in many cases because like they're not honest about this stuff. So we are forced to play this tea leave game about whether he's going to play or not because John likes it that way. He thinks it's gamesmanship.
Yeah, and look, I'm not going to dismiss the possibility of them being coy, but I think if anything, either this is he's not ready and the hamstring didn't respond quite as well to the treatment of the bye week and
And
that
that
extra
doesn't mean he
week.
won't play on Sunday,
That
on
right.
Tuesday,
Well,
or
and that's what I
Monday
was
night, right?
right. Well, I guess what I was presenting was more the scenario that maybe he's not ready, like, and maybe he's not going to play this week, or the training staff and those that have been really in the center of his rehab these last 3 weeks, and Lamar kind of looked at it and he's feeling pretty good, but they thought, you know what, let's give this 2 more days. Like, this is a bonus practice. We want to make sure you're totally right. That way you can go out there and practice fully, not have this in the back of your mind, not tweak it a little bit, and then suddenly we're not back to square one, but we're back to where we were 2 weeks ago, let's say. So is there a scenario to be extra cautious in that way because it's Monday? Sure. If he's on the field Wednesday, and if someone's listening to this, you and I are talking in real time on Tuesday, if he's on the field Wednesday, then I kind of shrug about Monday and say, all right, well, I guess they were just, they're trying to be extra cautious, and maybe Lamar wanted 1 more day. Wanted 1 more day of treatment.
Hey, that's great news.
And
That's
that's
a
fine. If
WNST text brought to you by Cole
and
Roofing and
that's
Gordian
fine.
Energy, right? Literally,
Right. If
that's a big news.
it turns out that way, that's fine. But if he's not out there Wednesday, then yeah,
Flags are up.
I'm very concerned at that point in time, because when you're talking about someone that's been away now for 3 weeks, I think, it's one thing if this were the Texans game week. Or even the Rams game week. I could have seen a scenario, even though I didn't expect it, but I could have envisioned a scenario where Lamar is feeling really good after missing one game, and he's on the field on Friday against the Rams, and he feels excellent, and he looked good, and suddenly he plays. But now you're so far removed from the last time he played, and that even gets into what you were mentioning, the timing with your receivers and just your game clock and all of that, where if he's not out there Wednesday, then my confidence level in him playing on Sunday plummets. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying him missing Monday's a nothing burger either, but I'm not at my concern level being an 8. My concern level, I don't know, a 3 or a 4, based off of Monday, right? If I was, and I was never at 0, right? I was never at 100% that he's definitely playing, no questions asked, because it's a hamstring and you never know. You never truly know, especially for someone who relies on his speed and his athleticism and his quick twitch movement and his agility, right? I mean, there's always going to be some question about that. I mean,
I
my
don't
guess,
love 92% of Lamar, to
right?
be honest with you.
For
I
any
don't,
player
with
like
his
that,
legs especially. I mean, with his arm either. I mean, I guess, but
but the
just in a
problem,
general sense,
yeah.
that's maybe that's why people think I'm anti Lamar or whatever. I just always envision him getting dinged up and that being a factor in being a little hurts a lot hurt when it's your legs and your legs are your gravy, you know?
And it's going to be that way for most players too. I mean, there are a hamstring. What positions can play through a hamstring injury? There might be a couple that you could, that's not,
Yeah,
it's not good business. I mean, it's tricky. I mean,
it's your tree trunk, baby, you know?
you'll hear, sports medicine types, whether you're talking about athletic trainers, team doctors, whatever, you'll hear this when you're talking about hamstrings, they'll say, how long is it? Give it another week after
Yeah,
that.
Sean
So,
Merriman said that on the show with me 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
yeah.
so, but the problem is, you could say that about the Texans game. You could even say it about the Rams game. We're now at the territory where if he's not out there and you can't find a way, and this is where at some point you need to circle the wagons, right? And this is why, to me, it was so wildly disappointing how crummy their offense was with Cooper Rush at quarterback, someone that you gave a little bit of real money to, right? I mean,
Well,
that
this
you
speaks to the
could,
offensive line.
it speaks to the O-line, but it speaks to the entire operation, the
Operation, sure.
coaching, everything, right? I mean, it's an indictment on
And
everyone else.
also the decision to bring in a different style of quarterback
Sure.
and say, when things go wrong, we're going to play a different kind of game.
Well, and that's where, yeah, no question. And that's where I look at this thing and I would say, and this is not me saying I expect this, if Lamar is not playing this week, I'm starting Tyler Huntley. I mean, I just am, and I'm going to try to play 2018, 2019 Ravens
Play
ball
bumper car.
where you
You have
really,
Derrick Henry, as I'm wearing his
right, you
jersey.
have
So,
Derrick
yes.
Henry, you have a more mobile quarterback, get Keaton Mitchell involved, get Justice Hill more involved.
Yeah, we're talking about a whole different slog here on Sunday.
You've got to
I
win.
mean, I'll
You've
tell you
got
what,
to win.
that's Thursday morning. You and I go wake up. If he doesn't practice on Wednesday, be talking about
It's
that
going to
at
feel
length. I
grim.
mean,
It's going
literally,
to feel
right?
grim. It'll feel grim if that's the case. I mean, no question, because I don't think the Bears are a great football team, but they're not a scrub. They're 4-2. I mean, they've got a way
Well,
better record than the Ravens. So you can't just roll the ball out with your backup quarterback and feel good about that. I mean, you just don't. I mean, this team's 1-5. At some point, we could keep holding on to this idea of what the Ravens were supposed to be and what you thought they were going to be and what I thought they were going to be and even what they've been the last 4 or 5, 6 years, right? Which they've won a heck of a lot of football games in the regular season going back to 2000, the end of 2018. But they're 1-5. They've beaten one team all year, and it's the stinking Cleveland Browns. They haven't won a football game in over a month now. You're not in a position to be,
well, this
oh, well,
is a
that
week
team's
John
got that
Harbaugh can
good.
lose his job losing 2 games, being 1-7, like 1-7 and getting embarrassed in Miami. You're running around with Tyler Huntley next Thursday night. If that, I mean, listen, this thing could go a lot of ways. I've predicted it to be 7-7 and all that. And by the way, we're going to keep this segment relatively short because
Yeah.
we're going to be doing longer form look at the Bears this weekend based on what the real game is, not the game of is Lamar practicing or not earlier in the week. Luke is here. Any breaking news happens first on the WNST tech service, aforementioned. Also going to be doing the Crab Cake Tour on Wednesday at Costas, and then next week at State Fair, and then onward to Coco's on the 5th and at Pizza John's on the 7th. So I just want to push back, kick you back a little bit on this or that, because you said, I said Dolphins, and you're like, no, that's not this week's. That is this week's game, bro. You know what I mean? And that has to be over the hill here. They can't win one and then lose the other,
Sure.
lose one, win the, like, they're at a point now where
They have to win both.
the Dolphins thing is on my mind, because you and I aren't going to sit here for a long stretch of time next week and talk about it on Monday and Tuesday, because boom, it's going to be here. And whether Lamar's upright, downright, in, out, Tyler Huntley, Cooper Rush, Joe Flacco, whatever they're going to do to
Yeah.
try to win these two football games, the next time you and I gather, with or without Lamar, they're going to have to cobble together 2 wins, not one win, and these games come back to back, and they are shotgun, and they are, which really speaks to what Flacco did against Pittsburgh last week
Yeah.
in regard to not even knowing guys' names. I mean, it really is amazing. Like, it's an amazing story. I've been texting with his dad the last couple of days, and I would just say, for me, I mean, this is a perilous week for the franchise in regard to, as you and I sit here, we don't even know if Lamar can play.
Well, and I think I made this point, but let me reiterate it in case I, went off in a on a tangent, which I'm apt to do.
As we both are apt to do,
Yeah.
which is why they love us so much, why our
That's
numbers
also,
are up.
but that's also why, that's another reason. If you're looking for the positives and why Lamar might not have been out there Monday, but it's not a big deal, and he's going to be on the field and practice this week and play, is you do think about that Miami game and you say, 2 games in 5 days, that's a lot physically for any quarterback or any player, let alone someone who's coming back from a hamstring. Maybe that was, hey, let's err on the side of caution here. We don't need Lamar out there Monday. He's going to be out there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Maybe he'll be limited Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday's full go, and then he's ready to go. Maybe that's the mentality. But as and I did mention that because I said the devil's advocate to that in response is, okay, well, why is Roquan Smith out there then? Why is Chidobe Awuzie out there Monday then? If that's the mentality, those guys are older, or no, I guess Roquan's not, but those guys are, they've had multi-week hamstring injuries. So we're going to find out. I mean, we'll find out. And that's why I said, I mean, this isn't a week where there's much ambiguity. If he's not out there Wednesday, then I'm guessing he might not be playing then. Probably isn't playing then because we are far enough away from that injury where you would think he needs to have at least close to a full week of practice, right? I mean, this isn't, come out there one day, stand around, take a few snaps,
Yeah,
throw a
and they're
few.
not 9-2
And that's the
either.
other, part here. And that's why I don't think they were
I
being
felt
coy
game
on
seven
Monday.
the other night. I felt all that
Yeah.
urgency, that sports urgency that you can't feel in Buffalo on opening night. You
Yeah.
know, you
And
can't
that.
feel like the season's going down the crapper, because it, It is a slow boil, right? Like, you lose one, then you lose another, then you lose another. You're 1-3, then your quarterback's hurt, and then oh shit, like that. Then we're here. That
And
then
then
we're oh, the seasons could be over before we like have Halloween, literally.
So, and that's why I don't think they were being coy Monday. Like I mean,
Well,
they
then that tells me that Lamar, that they're either real ginger with Lamar or. To my, I go back to this. They got to play two football games in 4 days.
they've got to play well. Like they have to play like again to they're 1-5. Like their offense needs their quarterback out on the field in practice too, because their offense wasn't
Well
trending in a
put,
good
well put.
wasn't put trending in a good direction. Even the last couple, the last 4 quarters of football they had played with Lamar, when you go back to late in that Detroit game and how they looked in Kansas City, right? This wasn't trending well. That's why I won't I so many national talking heads have just said the injuries, the injuries, the injuries. And sure, the injuries have been a big part of it, as they were for the Orioles in baseball season. But this wasn't moving in a good direction even before the injuries started happening. So that's where, yeah, you need your quarterback out there. And I would also say, if to kind of poke holes in the idea that they're being coy on Monday, you're telling me that the other 52 guys on that roster and the 16 guys on the practice squad aren't getting an emotional lift whenever number 8 runs onto the practice field. So for him not to be out there Monday, again, if he practices Wednesday, fine, right? Then it's all systems go and you're ready to play and you got to go win 2 games in 5 days. But for the rest of those guys, if he's not out on the practice field, how deflating is that for them? Because as much as we talk about this from a fan and media perspective, as an outsider perspective, every single guy in that locker room is thinking the same thing. They know they can't win football games with Cooper Rush or Tyler Huntley week after week after week. They need number 8. That's why he's making $52 million. In the same way that the Chiefs would know they're screwed without Patrick Mahomes, the Bills know they're screwed without Josh Allen, the Bengals, okay, maybe they feel a little better with Joe Flacco arriving, but they know that things aren't great without Joe Burrow, obviously. I mean, that's if that didn't matter, then why did those guys make all that money, right? That's how important these franchise quarterbacks are. So, yes, it's also that important for the morale of this football team right now to get Lamar Jackson back out there. But all that said, if his hamstring's not right, well, I don't know what what your alternative is. I mean, you can put him out there and maybe he'll give it a go less than 100%. If it is, if that is the reality. But man, you sure don't like that. You don't like their chances whatsoever. If he's a much diminished version of himself. They need Lamar to be healthy, upright, and an MVP level, like the best version of Lamar that we've seen, if this team's going to win 9 of its next 11. If not, well, then we'll be talking about futures of coaches and players and draft pick and all that come December. So, they don't have any more wiggle room here. They have to win these next 2 football games or it's all over.
Did you catch the Joe Flacco thing on the internet?
I did not.
The
That is.
40-year-old version? Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I got that out on the internet for everybody that watches us.
I did not see
Appreciate you
that.
all, even though last thing for you on this whole thing is like the way the story and the narrative of the season goes, to see the Lions be banged up, to see the 49ers be banged up and win, Harbaugh got this part right. Whatever his bougie is, he got this part right. It would be an amazing story if we wake up next Friday morning, and I'm hanging out with Cameron Crowe next Thursday night, so I'm excited about that. If we wake up next Friday morning and they're 3-5 and they've hung in. And they've played down the middle of the fairway after having a bad Thursday Masters weekend, and they can right their ship and make the cut and have a second half of the season. But they're playing to make the cut now. And this is a really fascinating week of football if Lamar can't get on the field
I mean,
for what becomes of all of this as it falls apart,
I mean, you're just at a point now where, I mean, you're already so
Dude, the
far
offensive
behind the
line
eight
and
ball.
defensive line, if everything comes together and they get everything back, I still have real question marks.
Oh, yeah.
As
Those are
I
my.
wrote in my dear John Harbaugh letter, which I encourage everyone to read, and I should read it out loud, but I haven't been in the mood. I don't feel angry, so I don't want to portray anger, because like I'm just above the fray. I've been killed and thrown out of the plot. I just write about it from the outside at this point. But I look at it and say, this is as the worm turns and where franchises go and where they are, and the kind of finger pointing dudes I feel like they have, I have some real question marks about a lot of their people running out the back door, because I've been doing this for 40 years and I've never seen any shit like this ever. I've never seen a team full of guys that have all of this expectation run out the back door, like when they lose. It just doesn't happen. The big dumper sat in his locker and cried last night as we taped this. So, like, I mean, have a little bit of humility for the amount of money you make and the fan base you serve and what you're about as a kid. So I have a lot of questions about them when they lose and they win. And I hope they're 3-5 next Friday, because I'll say this in front of my creator and in front of John's creator and everyone else. When they lose, it sucks. Like if they're
Oh,
one,
this has
if
been
dude, if
miserable.
they're 1-7 next week and it's fire the coach, we're questioning Lamar's heart, the line stinks, everybody's finger pointing, nobody wants to get back on the field, the old guys don't want to play. You've talked about trading them away. Dude, that's a hell of a place that they're I gotta get Jason Cole on, because Jason Cole was the one before Cam Cameron that said that they were dancing on the edge of chaos.
Yeah. I mean,
I got to write that down. Jason
and I
Cole.
would even say if they're 2-6. I
Right,
mean,
right,
you know what I
right,
mean?
right,
Like you're
right,
saying one
right.
and seven. I mean, even if they're 2-6,
They got to go clean plates here. Not, they got to be on the practice field, on point, ready to go, ready to have an offensive line, a defensive line play the way that the secondary's played in
I
Detroit
mean,
when everybody gets injured.
and that's. I still go back to Van Noy, and this will be my last thought because I know we don't want to belabor the point here, because everyone feels better if Lamar's practicing on Wednesday, right? I mean, everyone feels much better, certainly
If
better
you
than they do
deliver
right
any
now.
message to Chad Steele and John Harbaugh, and I know that they probably don't treat you any better or worse than they treat me, tell them I prefer that they're 5-1 than 1-5. Just to like pass that along to them, because
I mean,
they don't understand that. They think I'm here to screw them, and like it's insane. They're insane. And but 1-5 sucks. And I promise you, I do not want one in I don't want 1-7. I don't want 1-6 on Monday morning.
I mean, I go back to Van Noy after the Houston game where he was asked about the injuries. I might have been Mark Maskey asking him. So, you know, a respected reporter, and he cut him off. Like, and he, you know, said it's not about the injuries. And look, it's always when you're having as many injuries as they've had, yes, it's part of that. But for me, he cited it himself. Like, I didn't even need to say it. You didn't even need to say it. The fans didn't even need to say it. He flat out said, "Did you see what San Francisco did against the Rams a few nights ago on Thursday Night Football? You know, the 49ers missing their franchise quarterback and half their defense at that point in time and their all-pro tight end. And they were on the road. They won a football game." I mean, for all of the Lamar fans, you know, and let me rephrase. I want to make sure I understand. For all the people that are the big time Lamar can do no wrong and blames the organization for everything else, because you know, and you have your
Oh
idiot.
man, I'm on, you know, I
You
used
know,
to be on Twitter more,
I mean,
because,
you know,
but no.
you have your different sects of fans who like view things differently.
Ever
You know,
since the Nazi salute at the Garden, I've
but I
kind
would,
of like
but I
the Twitter
sure.
thing's not
Sure,
really for
sure. I
me.
mean, you know, and Twitter's
Yeah.
not real life either, like in terms of like getting an accurate
It's
portrayal
become the
of what most fans
WWF
are.
that
Sure.
it wanted that he wanted it to be. Yeah.
But the ones that are,
$42 billion.
you know, Lamar fans first before Ravens fans, they'll say, "Oh, it's a one-man team." The rest of the these last couple of weeks have not been a very flattering portrayal of the rest of the organization and how they've fared without Lamar Jackson, right? Which, by the way, I'm guessing Lamar will remember when it comes time to do an extension, you know, this offseason. But all that being said, you have to circle the wagons. You have to win on Sunday, and you have to win on Thursday after
Thank
that.
you. I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Oh,
That, you know,
I
that's
don't
fine.
disagree. No, my when I push back at you with that, I was talking in terms of like, holy cow, if you can't beat the Miami Dolphins on Thursday night, then yeah, you might as well go home because the season's over. Like, it
Well,
doesn't get much easier than that on paper. But when
they
you're
don't
one
play the
and
games
five,
on paper. They play it on the field,
and when you're
grass.
1-5, nothing is easy,
When you're
right?
sore and
Yeah.
they want it more than you do, and they
Well,
smell that they can beat you.
Miami,
Yeah.
I'm floored that they haven't fired their coach yet. He has no control of that locker room
My
whatsoever.
dude Anthony Weaver's down there in the middle of all that too. All
I
right,
mean, what a
Luke's got to
disaster.
go because he's got to get to practice because Lamar's got to get to practice and he's got to send the text letting you know Lamar is practicing. I'm wearing my Derrick Henry jersey just to change the mojo around here. Although I don't know that Oiler gear is really the mojo we're looking for, but you look marvelous, especially when I shave. He's Luke. I'm Nestor. We're doing crab cakes. Stay with us. We're Baltimore Positive.